Would you want to be one of the heroes in your favorite story? With Ollie, it's possible. Ollie will create a personalized story just for you. How cool is that? Together with your parents, visit meetollie.com to explore more.
Jerry and Linda went to visit their grandparents who had a pumpkin patch. They were excited because they knew they would carve some pumpkins for Halloween. "We are here," Jerry and Linda announced themselves when they arrived, and they ran to their grandparents and hugged them. "Hi, Grandma and Grandpa," said Jerry, "can we help you carve pumpkins?"
"Sure," said Grandpa. "We'll need a big bowl to cut the pumpkins."
Linda helped her grandmother set out a big bowl for the pumpkin seeds and pumpkin goo. Jerry got a knife from the kitchen for carving.
"Ready?" asked Jerry as he looked at his grandfather.
Grandfather nodded and Jerry cheerfully began to carve out a scary face on the pumpkin. Linda and grandmother were cutting out a face on a pumpkin as well, but they were doing a smiley face. As they started to finish up, they heard a scream from outside.
"What was that?" asked Linda.
"I don't know," said Jerry.
The grandparents, Jerry and Linda, walked outside and saw a group of kids in masks coming up to their house.
"Trick or treat," the kids shouted.
The grandparents gave the kids some candy, then Jerry and Linda each got a piece of candy for themselves.
"We have to get back to carving our pumpkins," said Jerry's grandfather. "Grandma is going to start getting dinner ready."
Linda followed her grandmother into the kitchen while Jerry went back outside to carve his pumpkin with his grandfather again. After they finished, they placed pumpkins on the stairs of the front yard. They wanted to have dinner first before they lit them up. While they were having dinner, they heard another scream.
"What was that?" asked Jerry's grandfather.
Jerry shrugged his shoulders. Then he heard the sound of running footsteps coming up the driveway. Again, Jerry and his grandpa went to the front yard.
"There they are," shouted one of the kids.
The kids in their masks ran up to the stairs, then they grabbed their pumpkins and ran off with them.
"Hey," shouted Jerry. "Give them back."
Jerry chased after the kids, but he could not catch up to them. He came back to where his grandfather was waiting with Linda.
"We'll never see our pumpkins again," said Linda sadly. Jerry felt sad too.
Then they heard Grandma asking, "What do we say in a situation like this?"
"Solutions, not problems," Jerry and Linda said in unison.
"I have an idea," said Linda joyfully. "Let's go get more pumpkins. But we will get smaller ones this time, so we can carve them faster. We can also carve different shapes."
Jerry and Linda ran to their grandparents' pumpkin patch and picked out the perfect mini ones. They felt so happy that they would get to challenge new pumpkin patterns with their grandparents again.